DW.
I think I'll probably go down. You're happy with that?
Yeah. Alongside the swollen torrents of the River Erm, which runs from Dartmoor through the small town of Ivybridge in southwest England, local residents are braving the drizzle to pick up litter.
Some poor persons left their PlayStation behind.
Local resident Tanya James is sorting through a pile of muddy plastic.
Is there a lot of plastic waste?
Yes, very, very, very much a lot of plastic waste. And what we found was you'd see a little glimpse of some plastic and then you pull it away and it's just been covered over time by mud and debris and plastic bags. I mean, I think some of them have been there for quite some time, to be quite honest. So, yeah.
Some 60 people are helping out.
You know, it hasn't been the nicest of weather,
well, exactly,
so they really are passionate about the litter pick today.
Yeah, so. Catherine Poot is one of the organisers of the event.
And it's just trying to raise awareness of the single-use plastics primarily. Yeah. Just the amount that is out there and just used once and just disposed of. And when it's around in your community, it really is glaringly obvious and you shouldn't ignore it. And that's just a tiny proportion of what is going into the sea. When it's out there, we can't see it so much, and it ends up in other people's backyard as well as ours. I'd say mainly from the businesses and people walking past, and then probably blown in from the litter bins from the businesses and towns and the parks.
Around 12 million tonnes of plastic enter the oceans every year.
The ocean, the largest habitat on Earth.
Television programmes like Blue Planet, presented by widely revered veteran broadcaster David Attenborough, have highlighted to a broad audience the horrors of plastic in the marine ecosystem. But to the dozens of people wielding litter pickers on the slippery banks of the River Erm, plastic pollution is now far too close to home, and they want to do something about it.
Yeah, I mean, up by the Erm, you can get to
the school. Tim Pote, Catherine's partner, is the founder of Plastic Free Ivybridge, organisers of the litter pick.
So, yeah, so I'm a coastal researcher at Plymouth University, and obviously I spend a lot of my time on the beaches. And because of that, I get to see firsthand the impact of plastics moving down the river system and heading to the coastline.
The group has already encouraged the local council to work towards gaining plastic-free status for the town. The idea is to work with local businesses and residents to reduce the plastics they're consuming, he says.
So things like straws, stirrers for coffee, coffee cups, plastic bags, sort of plastic cutlery that you get in takeaways and for lunches and things like that. So, you know, we've just started. I would imagine that within a couple of years we should have, you know, a good number of the businesses on board.
In January, the government in Westminster announced a 25-year environment plan, which includes aims to eliminate avoidable plastic waste by 2042. While hailed by some, it was criticised for lacking legislative bite, with no plastic bottle tax or bottle deposit return scheme. Mother of two, Jennifer Harris, has gained the nickname Plastic Free Jen for her efforts to cut plastic waste in the home. It's a rewarding process which can make you more creative, she says.
Initially, it started with the cloth nappies, knowing that it's saving us money. So I try not to buy things with the sole purpose of it then needing to be thrown away.
Jen runs a cloth diaper group in Devon's capital city of Exeter and has a popular Facebook page sharing tips on how to cut down plastic waste in the home. This year, she's been nominated for Recycle Devon's People's Choice Award for local heroes who promote recycling.
Was there anything that you found you just couldn't find a good enough substitute for, like toothbrush?
Oh, toothbrushes are really hard. I don't particularly like using the bamboo toothbrushes. I don't like the feeling in my mouth, and I don't think the bristles are particularly hard enough. But for the kids, they're perfect. Yeah, sometimes you just think, am I slightly mental? I did spend a really long time researching toilet roll. So in a way, I've tried to educate the girls to use less, and we buy it in one big plastic bag rather than lots of small plastic bags.
As well as avoiding single-use plastic in the first place, Jen also recommends consumers contact the marketing staff at supermarkets and other businesses to pressure them to cut back on avoidable packaging. But if you can't avoid it, recycle it, she says. When commenting on the government's environment plan, Caroline Lucas, joint leader of the UK's Green Party, said recycling rates are lagging because councils are told there isn't an end market for recycled material. That is not the case for Exeter City Council. As well as collecting material in recycling bins, they also run their own reclamation facilities.
We separate PET natural bottles, then all these bottles that are coloured, so mainly detergent bottles, shampoo bottles, all that kind of stuff, coloured drinks bottles, cider bottles, Evian, all that type of stuff, those go together in one bale.
Matt Holland is operational manager at the recycling centre. Every year, the facility processes 9,000 tonnes of waste, around 13% of which is plastic. The council makes around £1 million, which is about $1.4 million, selling sorted recyclable materials on to reprocessing businesses. Holland welcomes recently raised public awareness, but says it's not enough.
We do need to improve quality. We do need government funding into infrastructure improvements. There's not enough capacity in the UK to reprocess. There are not enough mills that can handle this. That's why it's exported, whether it be Europe or the Far East. When you're looking at the circular economy package, rhetoric's great, plans are great, but the UK needs to put its money where its mouth is. The waste industry can't supplement all of it. It needs help from the government. It needs legislation. It needs producer responsibility. It needs that clock winding back. It's right the way back to the manufacturers, to the consumer, not just the local authority level where the legislation kicks in that we are obliged to collect waste and dispose of waste.
It's a question many people are asking, and one more people will be looking to policymakers and big business to answer before the crisis gets any worse. Marianne Brown, DW, Devon. DW.